Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about the continual attempts of the world today to remove the Bible from the church. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
They may try to take the Bible even from children and withdraw children from the Bible to programs of entertainment and philosophy and seeking to lead them to a lifestyle that grows up and that which is loose and lax and licentious and lascivious. And that becomes the foundation. And as that foundation is established that way, that becomes their belief, and it takes them from the right Bible, takes them from so many things. You see, these people, it's almost like Jesus said to the Pharisees and the scribes in his days in Matthew 23. He called them hypocrites, whited sepulchers, wolves, serpents. I mean, Jesus really laid it on. If you're one of those that say, I don't think you should say anything about anyone in a sermon, preach about anything, or name names, you would have hated Jesus Christ then. He named names, he named sin, and he told it as it is. He got negative. He said he would even be a divider in the home. The father against the son, the mother against the daughter, and the mother against the daughter-in-law. And so we find that that is pretty well true. That is pretty well true. Some people today, a lot of people today, saying, well, God first, then your home, then your job. But a lot of them actually say that, but they're putting the home ahead of God. Because when the children are in sin, the children are in things such as homosexuality and other sins the Bible condemns. Then, all of a sudden, they have a different attitude. Well, they put their family ahead of God. And that will never, never, never help the child. And one of the reasons they're so wrong is that it will keep the children from memorizing scriptures if they tell you not to memorize them. So a verse like this that thou hast known from the scriptures, here in verse 15, from a child you've known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. They avoid a verse like that. As well as to keep from memorizing those things, they introduce many versions of the Bible that leave things out or add things to it. Well, my friend, what we have is the book of God. It is the Holy Spirit who is able to enlighten the mind of a child, yes, even a child, through the Word of God. Now, I've seen children with better understanding than I've seen among many adults, and that is a total, total shame when that happens. And I hope that doesn't happen in your church, and I hope that doesn't happen in your home. Now, we are made wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The object of our faith is not the Bible, but the Christ of whom the Bible speaks. Not the creed, but the Christ of whom the creed is true. This is why he left us an errorless and preserved word, that not even a jot or a tittle of it is lost. That is why we don't worship a cross, but the one that died on the cross for our sins. And now lives forevermore. He does not want us to have him on a cross. I remember in Israel, the first time I went, we visited the empty tomb and Gordon's Calvary, in that area there, and those that have been there know what I'm talking about. I believe it's the Church of Scotland that owns that area. But there was a little old Scottish preacher, and I tell you what, he was a little fireball. And he went and explained why he thought that this was probably the place where Jesus was buried, and he gave scriptures and showed a lot of things about it. But then he said, we don't know that for sure, which is a good thing that we don't, because people would be worshiping this tomb, this empty hole in the ground that now is empty, that Jesus only stayed there for 3 days. So why would you worship something like that, that he was in for only 3 days? Boy, you know what? That made a lot of sense. We're worshiping the Lord, not the tomb in which he stayed. Now, if Timothy quit the ministry, that would be an affront to this legacy that we've just read about here in verses 14 and 15. After the preparation and guided by God's Spirit, all of this, and then to quit, so too any who quit on the call of God, the will of God, you become an affront to godly teachers and preachers and parents, particularly those people who prayed for you and helped you in other ways, maybe in your Bible training, maybe they gave money, maybe they gave other things, they've backed you up and they've prayed for you. Oh, my friend, you have betrayed your call of God and those people. We must learn to finish the job, but not half-heartedly. We must finish the job going strong. We must finish this job going full blast. But we do need preparation. But not only preparation, we need power. Now notice verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now when we look at those words, and those are very good words, we think about those. And you know, when we see people that try to throw away the words of God, make them less important, that's a problem. When we throw away the absolute authority of the Bible, when we throw away the absolute sovereignty of God, when we throw away the absolute lordship of Jesus Christ, then we actually make ourselves the absolute. Then you are becoming your own God, because you have basically removed the true God from your life and the throne that he ought to occupy in your heart. And so, we must live and do according to the Word of God. Now, Hebrews 4:12, after reading verse 16, is very important here. It says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Wow, that's strong. And listen to Jeremiah 23, verse 29. God says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, These are God's statements about his own word. John chapter 12, verse 48. Jesus says, "And he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." And people will be cast into hell based on not receiving Christ as according to the Scriptures, the words of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, we're told. Now, that word, inspiration, is interesting. It comes from the word theopneustos. Theopneustos. It is a compound Greek word, and is broken down as following. Theos, God, pneustos, breathe. It means God breathed each word out as the men recorded it. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 2, "Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write all these words that I have spoken into a book." Now, he says, the words which God spoke, Jeremiah must see that it is mechanically recorded exactly as God said it was spoken by him. And my friend, that's the way the entire Bible was given to us, and it's been preserved exactly like he gave. Or you've got to call the Lord Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, a big liar, because he said not one tittle and jot passed from the law, so every tittle and jot is still there. Okay, so if that's the case, then you better get off your idea of my philosophy is much stronger and better than the Word of God, because one day you're going to be proven at a time when you don't want to be proven wrong. But what these Scriptures I've shared with you also shows us that the Bible, as God gave it to the men, was breathed by out every word, and it is not what is called today dynamic equivalence. That is, they say, well, these men wrote the thoughts. They didn't write it word for word, but they got the general idea of it and wrote it down, dynamic equivalence. Well, again, Jesus said, every jot and tittle, and it is preserved for us. But see that Jeremiah specifically instructed to write all the words that I, that is God, have spoken. God breathed. Now, why do we say God breathed? Well, when I'm talking, as you're listening to me now, I'm breathing out.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5. 2, Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.